USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is criticizing the foreign policies of previous administrations.
We didn't lead. We let the bureaucrats and international organizations lead us. We let our allies shun their responsibilities.
Addressing an American Legion convention in Indianapolis, Pompeo says the Trump administration is following a back-to-basics approach that excludes apologizing for America. Some of the women who accused convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein of sexually abusing them when they were girls are speaking out after a court hearing in New York City on Tuesday.
I just wanted to thank everybody for their constant support during this really difficult time. It was so powerful in there hearing all the other victims and very similar stories that I have endured.
That's one of the accusers, Jennifer Arose, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Iran's president says he's not ready to hold talks with President Trump as of now. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
A day after President Trump opened the door to possibly meeting Iran's president at the appropriate time, Tehran reacts. In a televised speech, the president, Hassan Rouhani, said there will be no such talks until the sanctions against Iran are lifted.
Lift all illegal sanctions. If you don't do this, the lock will remain closed.
That's Rouhani speaking through an interpreter. He also accused President Trump of simply wanting a photo op with him. He said Trump should instead just use Photoshop.
A former Google and Uber executive is facing federal charges for stealing self-driving car trade secrets. The U.S. attorney in San Jose, California, is charging Anthony Lewandowski with stealing or attempting to steal confidential files from Google subsidiary Waymo. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
20 states are suing the Trump administration over new rules that would allow illegal alien families to be held while they're awaiting deportation proceedings. Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan tells Fox News this is what needs to be done.
The new FLORS regulation, not only does it meet the FLORS settlement agreement parameters, it actually exceeds them for the care that we will provide in these residential centers for these children. In addition to that, it actually will make sure that the families are held together. This is not about indefinite detention. If anybody says that, that's an absolute lie. We're wanting to hold them together as a family in a good, safe environment just during the immigration proceedings, which history has showed us takes between 40 and 60 days. If we put limitations in there, then they game the system and they get past that and we end up having to release them. So putting that word in there allows us to maintain them during the process.
Tropical Storm Dorian is on the march toward Puerto Rico, where a state of emergency has been declared. The storm is currently packing sustained winds of 50 miles an hour and is expected to be a hurricane as it passes over Puerto Rico late Tuesday or Wednesday morning. More from National Hurricane Center's Dennis Felchin.
This storm could be anything from a broken tropical depression all the way up to a hurricane by the time we get towards the latter part of the week. We really are in a wait-and-see mode to see what transpires over the next few days.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.